Inspired by the wisdom of Naval Ravikant, we have another topic for you. Today, we're talking about how to become an independent knowledge worker. So what does this mean and what is behind it? You will find out in today's podcast. Enjoy. So we talked about Naval many times, especially in our Instagram Live. In this topic, how to become an independent knowledge worker, what are some tips that you extracted that you can say to motivate people how to become independent knowledge worker?
This podcast will be about the first threads of tweets of Naval. Mm-hmm. So again, he's a venture capitalist who happens to share his rules of life and the things that he learned along the way. And he started this one with a very provocative title, because it was How to Get Rich mm-hmm. Without Getting Lucky. So actually, the How to Become an Independent Knowledge Worker is my translation of it. Because his title is really like to get the attention. And what he's talking about has almost nothing to be the only thing. And I think the reason why he used such a title is that his interest about how to create wealth. And in the society in general, we tend to think that building wealth is something that whether you inherit from your parents mm-hmm. or you have to be lucky.
Yes.
And I think true. He wants to demystify that. And it's part of his really strong belief around the fact that most of the things that people complain about are actually skills that they could learn. Mm-hmm. So on a kind of open market, which again, we have to see that Naval is really a libertarian. So he's someone that is really for free market. And he thinks that this is really to become wealthy, something that it's a skill that you can learn and develop. And his joke or provocative about this, he say, yes, it's easy for me because I am rich today. But he said, if you put me again in the street, starting from zero, in a matter of 10 years, I can get back where I am.
Because he knows it's a skill that he already
exactly.
has.
Exactly. That skill, he has a kind of formula in three steps.
Okay.
So the first step, and that's something that we talked also at different time. One of the reason we are talking about Naval is that since he's talking about skill that you can learn, and we are also talking about skill that you can learn, I think it's very interesting to see the approach of someone else in something similar to things that we were mentioning. Also, he has a talent to put it in the right words, so it makes it easy to read. But mm-hmm. so the first one is find your niche. Mm-hmm. And the way he explained this is for him, you need to build a specific knowledge. And I would just make a comment. It's not the knowledge, just a simple knowledge is more referring to a know-how.
Okay.
So meaning something that you know how to do something, like if you are able to build an app or develop a software or write a book. So, mm-hmm. or play music or so we are not talking about, you know, just a knowledge that you happen to know, but that you are able to do something. And is even more specific saying that if you know how to build something and sell something, then there is no way on earth that you cannot be rich, because that's the two like most fundamental skills for him.
Mm-hmm. Being a creator of something and then a seller.
Yes. So you can talk about a worker, maker, creator, but the idea is really you have a niche. And on this, it means also that you are passionate about something, or you take the risk to follow what you are passionate about and your interest. And around that niche, one key element, And that's something very important and something that some freelancer get a misunderstanding about, is that you will not become rich in the sense that he's mentioning it, which is to build wealth, are assets that you earn while you sleep. Mm-hmm. So you are not selling your time on.
Oh, okay.
And now, if you are an independent, how can you develop something where you can sell it without marginal cost of replication? And that's the leverage. So you need leverage. So the very important thing is that it's not enough to have a niche that you can buy and sell, and especially if you sell your time. So like a freelancer, if you are making a logo, but you work by the time and they pay you at the hour, then you cannot be rich, because first, to make money, you have to to work, but also because this is not something where there is leverage. The time you have mm-hmm. is very limited. So the time you can build is very limited.
Okay.
And also you cannot do this constantly, or you won't be that creative. Now, if you are into making logo and you happen to have a very great talent, maybe you can write a book about this. Maybe you can make tutorial. Maybe you can sell a method how to design your own logo, or mm-hmm. you create a tool that helps, you know, designer to create logo. So these are the things that are around it and that will create a leverage. One understanding of leverage that kind of simplify it is build one, sell twice. Every time you do something, let's say a company asks me to design something, or and I realize that there is a template, or I can put a process in place,
mm-hmm.
and then when okay. it's ready, I can sell to someone else.
Understand.
So
yeah.
Leverage can come from other people. So you are working, making a logo, and then you sell someone else time. But this is also a limited leverage. But this is the most common one. So the big corporate, they sell the time of their employees and trying to make a margin. But the best, and especially in the digital work world, is that when you have no marginal cost of replication. Mm-hmm. So let's say, for example, I find a way in less than 3 months to double my followers on Instagram.
Yes.
I make an ebook. And the idea is that that ebook has no marginal cost of replication.
Mm, true.
And now you can buy my ebook in the Philippines while I'm sleeping. So
true.
The income that I'm making is not related to the fact that I'm working. Another example of this is also if you have a real estate or an apartment.
Which you can rent. Thing.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So assets are really things that they earn while you are asleep. So you don't need to be involved constantly. And the last part of the equation of Naval is to do it under your name. And for two reasons. Okay. One is accountability.
Mm-hmm.
And the second one is judgment. He has a very okay. interesting definition of judgment, so I will get to that. But accountability is basically Elon Musk took the risk under his name to have a crazy mm-hmm. bet. And he still has, because he say, I want to go in Mars. And every person, every scientific, which is kind of reasonable, will tell you it's completely crazy. So mm-hmm. he has the account. He took under his name. Same thing. Steve Jobs took the design decision of Apple under his name. He was very accountable true, yes. of it. And so that accountability is something very important, where people at the moment, they tend to not trust really the company, the branding and things. And so the ultimate one is under your name. So you take a risk and you take it under your name. You don't hide behind the corporate, behind something else.
Mm-hmm.
And the second, the judgment for me is very interesting, and it suggests okay. that you should be paid for your judgment, is if you look at wisdom, judgment is wisdom applied to external things, and it is knowing the long-term consequences of your action.
Interesting.
So judgment is when you see something coming, you take action, and then you get the benefit of it.
Mm-hmm.
So you are able to anticipate something coming, take the right action, and then you will get later on a benefit of it. By the way, any person growing a garden has some judgment or wisdom, because you need to, even if you look a fruit tree, it's 3 years before you get the fruits.
Yes.
So where it's interesting is that actually that judgment and that wisdom was there, and we completely almost forget it. We wanted to have instant reward. And I think the interesting aspect with this, Naval is suggesting that you should have impatience with your actions. You need to, plant the trees, you need to take care to water it and things like that, but patience with the results.
Nice.
So it's a long-term game. And that's, for me, is very interesting aspect. So that's why I don't like the name of passive income, because you have seen I've keep mentioning action, take action.
Yes, nothing is passive here.
Yeah. So, but the thing is the right action, and the aspect which is interesting is that you do the right thing today, but you know that the results and the consequences of your act will come long term. And that's why also for him, you get money, not like if you pay hourly, little by little, but you get compounding effect. So that's why he is for, like, you suddenly you get more money than exactly the time that has spent. If we look at this kind of formula, one thing that you can ask is why, about the niche. So the first one. And I feel the one is very important, and we talked about this. So it's focus and prioritization, meaning that you focus on something that interests you and that feels like play to you, but work for others. So this is really
that is easy for you.
Yes. That we talked a lot about, which is when you do the self-knowledge and self-awareness, it's very important to understand that there are things that it feels easy, it feels like play, but for others is more complicated. And it can be actually complex for you if you like puzzles, but it is really like you would do it anyway, you would have fun doing it, but for others it's work, so it's painful, or it's complicated, or it's time consuming.
We can say that it puts you in a flow easily.
Yes, and in a very simple way to see that is that as a chef on a chef's night, you have fun, you are creative, you do something fun, but for other people, they don't know how to do it, or it feels really like work for them.
Stress.
So I think it's back to what we're saying about authenticity and about uniqueness, what Seth Godin is talking about, something that you need to be remarkable. So here, I think to look at the playful way of your work is interesting. And you see also that he knows that you don't need to be that serious to make a difference. And I think that's also, for me, interesting. And also, it kills something that we see a lot, where people think, oh, I need to suffer. Performance will only coming from suffer. No, it can be play. If you are smart and street smart, why not? It cannot come from play. Actually, the people making the more money at the moment, they are developing games. So I'm not sure if they really see the work as that serious. So we have to realize also that, yes, you have to take seriously the play, but there is something about the patient. There is something about your curiosity. There is something about the fun that will make a difference. And that's also in the flow, you will be more authentic because you are not overthinking. And why this is so important, because again, leverage that I was mentioning, for Naval, it's very clear, you won't get rich at renting your time. So you want to have a decorrelation between what you are doing and the time that you are spending. That's why, for example, he's not saying that what you are going to do like, let's see, if we go back to the game, if you develop a game, it will take you a lot of time. But
yes,
you want to decorrelate, because if that game is online and then you can sell millions of copy, then the leverage, the time, even if it was long for you to produce it, at the end of the day, compared to what you can make out of it, it's not a lot. And the key thing about this is that we tend to be impressed by social presence, and then we tend to be impressed by the lawyer making a lot of money, the doctors and things. But if you know how it works, you will realize that they adjust their lifestyle to what they are making. They have also insurance and this and that. And at the end of the day, actually, their net that they are making is not that huge, or they cannot really enjoy it. So that's why they make money. That's true, but they are not building wealth. So it means that the doctor, if it stops seeing people, then he won't make money. So that's why also in this case of building wealth for a doctor, maybe he would write a book. Maybe he would open a center of a clinic to have a more wellness approach. He will do other things that this will have his judgment and his wisdom, but it is decorrelated for him working constantly there. And finally, about your name and accountability and judgment here, no one can compete with you at being you. So here we are really into the authenticity.
Mm-hmm.
And so your judgment, your accountability is connected also here in being authentic. And the fact that, yes, it's a highly competitive market. And Naval is working and living in the States, so he knows it better than anyone else. But he says that actually it's true. No one can compete with you at being you. So your personality, your judgment and things are very specific. And what I like about this, and again, we are talking about a skill that you can learn and develop, is that he's suggesting something that you will maybe recognize, because I talk a lot about it. It's to work like an athlete by blocks of time.
Oh, yes. We talked and, about time management a lot.
Yes, and attention management. So the idea is that to be in the flow, you need to really focus. Today is something that became kind of difficult, but we have to remember when we were at school or when we are doing sport, where we happen to, when you are at school, when you do mathematics, you don't do physics at the same time. And what he's suggesting for athletes is that if you are really in the flow, then after that, you need to rest and recover.
Absolutely.
And it's the repetition of this. So I think it's very interesting to look at finding your niche and building your name and reputation and trust as blocks that you have to repeat, and you get better at what you are good at. But if you don't have the rest and recover, it won't work. So self-care is a priority.
Mm-hmm.
And also something that we mentioned for first principles is here mentioning it as clear thinker. And if you are a clear thinker, that means that you can reason from ground up and resist any pressure to conform. But for this, you need time. Like, you cannot be constantly busy. And same thing for self-care, because self-care is a priority only if you have the time for it.
Of course.
And finally,
you can burn out.
Exactly. And finally, the other one is keep learning, because of course, things are changing constantly. So even something that you are good at, you need to learn new things. So the keep learning, all these require time and your attention. So from a very provocative title, How to Get Rich, is actually giving a very interesting, for me, approach and simple steps where you find your niche, you need to find a leverage, and you build it around your name. So you are accountable and your judgment. And I think this is a very simple approach, but very, very interesting. This podcast, this episode will be like we do sometimes a series of two that are connected.
Exactly.
So now in the next episode, I will talk about all his tips and insight for independent worker. So people can listen to each of the episodes in the order that you want, but they are connected. So it's nice if you find one episode and you're interested, then you need to listen to the other one.